Tuesday, Tuesday. It's Top Text Tuesday. We love Top Text Tuesday. That means I'm going to steal this from Jim Rome, Colfax. I can carry this show. You know, I can do it. I can talk about our topics of the day. It's easy for me. I follow it. But Top Text Tuesday allows me to take a little break, lean on you guys. And I'll be honest with you. It doesn't always happen like that. We get a lot of garbage. We get a lot of garbage on Top Text Tuesday. I mean, sometimes I get guys that message things via Twitter and Facebook, and it's like, it's Top Text Tuesday. You got to text the show. We want to read your comments on air. I'm not a 14-year-old. I don't constantly have social media pulled up to check my messages, and then I check my messages, and I get texts randomly. So, again, I want you involved. I want Top Text Tuesday to continue to thrive, and it's all about the Hooligans. This is about you guys. But you got to text KFKA to 970-478-1301. Eastside Chris, who became kind of a slight arch nemesis while you were out last week, Colfax.
What are you doing, Eastside Chris?
I don't remember what it was. He made fun of me or something. It may hurt my feelings. But he won Top Text Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, last week. So he kept the Floyd Little signed jersey. Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte hooked us up with this. Got it from No Limit Collectibles. It's full circle of life. And we're still going on this thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've gone 7 weeks now. And everybody knows the rules on this one. It's the first 1 to 3 gets the prize. And then we reload and get a new prize. Weld County Swami has 2. Dixon has 2. B-Rad has 1. Pillow Fight Dan has 1. And Eastside Chris pulled off the upset. I call it the upset because I don't know that he's won a lot of these.
I don't think so.
So he's in the mix. Weld County Swami and Dixon are on win alert. They're on win watch, as they say. If I can clear my throat and get through. It's like I'm saying, I'm hoping I can rely on some texters today. We are also registering people for our 2021. I don't know which number this is now. Is this our third one we've done? Fourth one? How many years have we done the whole show? We've done it ever since you've been here.
This would be
your fourth year?
This is my fourth year. This is my fourth year this month.
Oh, yeah, because you started in August, right?
Yeah, I started in August.
Wow.
Wow, how time flies.
Does it feel like an eternity?
No.
It does go by fast,
it does.
Huh? We have fun here. It's fun. So this is the whole show's fourth fantasy football challenge.
Yep.
Last year, that Will Smith won this thing. He got the belt, or 2 years ago, whatever.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, he got the belt.
Who won last year?
I don't remember.
Crap.
I thought it was Will Smith.
No, that was 2 years ago.
We didn't get the... Well, I thought he was two-time, but maybe I'm wrong. Because we didn't get the belt last year, so we didn't make it official.
Due to COVID.
COVID. The belt had COVID all over it. We thought, no, we can't be putting belts with COVID on it. We're not going to shell that out. So we didn't have a belt.
Burned it.
We're going to get a belt this year. And the rumor is we're going to be doing the draft from the Tilted Barrel in Loveland. We're going to make this happen. Last year, we didn't make it happen either. There was weird weather mixed with COVID, I think. Like the COVID was in the snow.
It's like raining COVID.
It was raining COVID. And it was scary. So this year, nothing's stopping us, unless, of course, something stops us. But we'll be at the Tilted Barrel in Loveland. So, Will Smith's already registered. He registered. I did something on social media. He's in. He's the only returner in so far. I wiped it clean. Ah, threw my pin. Got excited. I was like, what? So I wiped it clean, and a lot of you Hooligans are going, oh, that's not fair. No, we give everybody a fair shot. The champ gets in every year, and I thought it was Will, but he already got in. So the invite's been set. You can't put Pandora back in the box.
Right.
Pandora's box.
The genie back in the Pandora's box.
Yeah, you can't put the genie back in Pandora's box.
Yes.
You know, Aladdin rubbed the lamp, and out came the genie, and you can't put him. Well, I guess she does go back in, but yeah, most of the time you can't.
Can't wish him back in. You have to get your 3 wishes.
You have to get your 3 wishes. Right? Yeah. Can't wish for... Okay. The rule... You can't wish for death, right? That's one of the rules.
Yep.
Can't wish for more wishes.
Yep.
And there's another one, another rule that he had.
I don't remember.
Aladdin. Such a good movie.
It's been a while.
So I'm registering people today. if you want to get in. So should we do it right now to start this thing off?
Let's kick it off.
Because I got a lot to get to. I got Nugget stuff to get to. We got Top Text Tuesday to get to. We've got Drew Kreisman going to join us. How pissed off is Trevor Story? Let's talk about that. NBA big moves. Giants, Joe Judge is laying down the law in New York today. I mean, the Giants had a brawl, and their quarterback was at the bottom of this brawl. Daniel Jones is, like, on the floor, helpless, and there's a pile going on. And so Joe Judge goes straight up middle school football on him and makes him run laps until he gets tired. So here's what I'm going to do. I need your email. That's how we do it. We do it through ESPN. We do two different leagues, and yes, last year we screwed up, and Hooligans were so mad. We had two different leagues. One was a PPR league, one wasn't. But we're going to change all that, okay? So we've got it fixed. Two different leagues of 10. The two champions, we then take their total amounts of points, and whoever has the most points, regular season and playoffs combined, wins the entire thing, wins the belt. So I'm going to register somebody right now. Do we want to do it through the text line? Do we want to do it through the phone line, Colfax?
It's Top Text Tuesday. Let's get a text rolling. Let's get a new texter rolling.
Okay, I need a new texter. So I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go the fifth texter to just text in fantasy football. It means you got to spell. I'm challenging the Hooligans, and I know that's terrifying. How many misspellings do you think we'll have in this?
At least one.
At least one. Couple of fantasy, like two E's at the end,
yep,
or something like that.
Yep.
I'm sure. Fifth one to text. So if you're new to the show and you're listening and you're going, I want to play fantasy football, there's no cost to get in. It's the easiest league you'll ever get in. Already going. Eastside Chris, where's my compliment? Every day it's Colfax. Colfax. Colfax this. Colfax is this. Never a compliment to me. Colfax, listening on the new FM station, you sound very professional.
Well, thank you.
What do I sound like? Garbage? Chop liver?
The opposite of that.
This is why he's becoming almost the other arch nemesis. He's your friend, apparently, but me, he could care less. Noob just texted in your email. Dixon's got it right. Eastside Chris just texted, Colfax, you sound amazing. None of the damn, you guys can't follow any of the rules. This is why we can't have nice things here on this show. Colfax's phone's going off. We can't do anything professional
here. We're 10 minutes in here and we're already
10 minutes
off the rails.
And Top Text Tuesday has turned into an absolute dumpster fire. I got people texting, hi, Brady, I want in on the we just text fantasy football. It's that easy.
Simplest rules.
Noob says, Brady, you have great hair. And see, that I know you're lying about. I have god-awful hair. It's porcupiney and spiky. This is great. You know what this reminds me of is Will Ferrell's Jeopardy.
Okay.
When he, say your name, just write anything down. Just write a letter, anything. And the Hooligans are just like, you wrote nothing. The answer is nothing. Great. All right. So we've got, so that fifth texter to text fantasy football, if you're new to the station, new to the show, you text KFKA to 970-478-1301. I love the Hooligans, man. They're great.
That was fun.
They are amazing people. I'm still waiting on my compliment, he said, Chris. At some point, let's get to it. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Oh, and text me or email on that. Dixon got number five. He got number five. So I've got your email, but you got to text it anyway because I don't want to go searching for it. So just text in your email and let's get you in. And there we go. I got 16 spots remaining. And we're going to keep loading this thing up. Make sure you get in. We're going to try to get this done by Friday. Let's try to get this thing done. Yeah, right? Well, last year was crazy. We had so many people that were like reaching out after the fact, wanting in on this thing. I just want to be done with it so that we can set up our time at Tilted Barrel and just have a wonderful time. A time full of whimsy and wonderment. It's going to be an amazing thing. Great. I love the Tilted Barrel. And you guys, we're going to introduce some of the Hooligans there. We'll get you out in public. I know it's not the den, but it's still an awesome time. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. If I could spit that out, Will Barton signed a two-year deal with the Nuggets, $32 million. Are we happy about that? Are we sad about that? Nuggets also re-signed Jamichael Green. They're bringing back Austin Rivers. They signed Jeff Green, who was with the Nets, with Brooklyn. This is his 11th team in 14 seasons. He's actually not bad. He averaged about 11 to 12 points per game last year, so I liked that move, but essentially the Nuggets are running it back. So do you like the move to bring Will Barton back? And they probably still have some other decisions to make as far as extensions, but they have their full 15. They've got their 15 set, and really no new names on that list from last year, save for Jeff Green. Pretty much the same. Well, and of course, your rookie on that side of things, and I know they're pumped about Bones Highland. So your thoughts on that, go vote at thewholeshow.com. It is Top Text Tuesday, presented by Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. Get in on involved in the conversation. We could have a winner today. If Weld County Suomi or Dixon can provide the top text, they could walk away with the Floyd Little signed jersey. We got it framed. It looks amazing. Get involved in the conversation. Please don't let Dixon win this thing. I shudder to think what's going to happen to that jersey if the arch nemesis of the show, the Chiefs diehard, gets a hold of that thing. So fight your tails off today. Karate Kid it. Rocky it today. I believe in you, hooligans. 16 minutes after the hour. Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets coming up next. We're going to talk all things Nuggets and the rest of the NBA, too. We got guys on the move left and right. Could Melo be a Laker? Could Melo be on the same team as LeBron James? It was a distant fantasy for some fans years ago, and it actually could happen. 16 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The whole show. We're powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Harrison Wind. He's our Nuggets insider from DNVR Nuggets. Harrison, a lot's happened since the last time we chatted. Of course, I want to talk to you about the Nuggets draft pick of Bones Highland. Also about free agency, Will Barton re-signing, Jamichael Green. For the most part, Harrison, it sounds like this Nuggets team, save for the draft pick and Jeff Green, are going to just run this thing back, hope to hold it all together until Jamal Murray can get healthy.
Yeah, that was their plan going into free agency. I mean, Will Barton was their number one priority. Jamichael Green was their number two priority. And that's what they did as soon as free agency opened. So, yeah, they're going to run it back. And with how their salary cap worked out and the money they really had to spend, this was their best option in terms of fielding as next season. So, yeah, they're running it back. They're keeping the band together. They're adding Jeff Green. They added Bones Highland. It's kind of a weird feeling going into next year without Jamal Murray and not sure exactly when he's going to get back. But I think Denver just wanted to put as competitive of a team on the floor as possible until he does get back.
Is there any method to the madness here, looking at a lot of two-year deals, Harrison? Will Barton signing the two-year deal, $32 million. Jamichael Green, two-year, $17 million. Jeff Green, two-year, $10 million. You and I have talked about some of the big decisions they're going to have down the road. Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. with a bigger contract. The way that could all kind of set up is those guys, bigger, larger numbers in those contracts could be after the next season or two, so maybe some of these guys are gone by then. Is that kind of a reasonable thing to think about as far as those two-year deals, looking at some of the big contracts that they have down the road?
Yeah, I think you can definitely look at the Will Barton contract. And going into free agency, I had thought Barton might want to try to get a three-year deal, at least an option on the end of it. But I think what ended up happening was Denver maybe gave him $1 million more or so to sign a shorter deal, that two-year deal. And how I read that is, Jamal Murray out for next season or for a lot of next season, Will Barton's obviously going to have a big role, have a lot of scoring responsibility on his shoulders. And then the next season after that, I wouldn't be surprised if, Denver runs it back again after Jamal gets a full offseason to recover and he hopefully gets back to the place he was pre-injury. So I wonder if just this, group of players, the core plus Will Barton, maybe Jeff Green, Jamichael Green got a 1+1. Maybe it's like a 2-year window with this core plus these other role players. Obviously, the big three is going to be here for a while, but you know, the pieces surrounding that, these could be kind of similar role players that Denver has for this two-year window.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. That's kind of what I was looking at when I saw those contracts, and then I'm looking at the Nuggets situation on their payroll, you know, what they might try to do with it, maybe some kind of interesting extension with Aaron Gordon or MPJ, what that looks like. We know Joker's max contract is on the horizon for sure, so I tend to agree. I think that probably is what we're going to see. Get used to this group here. For a time to come here. So Will Barton, that was the big one. And I do think that was more important so this year than ever, Harrison, because without Jamal, you know, we don't know when that's going to be. We could be 75% of the way through the season. And even then, is he going to be the Jamal that we've all come to know the last two or three years? So I thought the Will Barton thing, I know that some fans are on the opposite side of that fence, not crazy about it, but now more than ever, you really needed some more stabilizers there for the Nuggets roster.
Yeah, for sure. And all along, I got the sense that Will really wanted to come back and try to finish what he started here in Denver if the money was right. And they got to an agreement. And if you're coming at it from the Nuggets perspective, like you said, they really, really needed him back. And despite the narrative that a lot of fans like to push about Will Barton, he's a really, really good offensive player. He's a solid defender. He's not an elite defender, but he's, you know, a really solid guy that you can trust on that end of the floor. And look, the proof is in the pudding. When Will Barton has been on the floor alongside Nikola Jokic, alongside Michael Porter Jr. over these last couple of seasons, Nuggets offense is absolutely elite. He absolutely is a key ingredient to what Denver's put together on the offensive side of the ball over the last couple of years.
We're talking to Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets, our Nuggets insider. Let's go down the list here. Jamichael Green, that one also interesting. You know, he's wanting to, he kind of said, hey, I want to be a part of a winning team. So this, of course, this Nuggets group, I think most would believe, yeah, they're going to be one of those contenders yet again. But all these signings and everything that you're looking at likely spells the end for Paul Millsap. We saw JaVale McGee going to Phoenix. Doesn't this move, now this kind of clears the chaos out of the way, and Jamichael Green's position on this team kind of seems a little bit more clear, doesn't it?
Yes, it is very clear he's going to have a really defined role next season. He's looking like right now as the backup center. And of course, him and, you know, Paul Millsap kind of shared the front court last year at the backup four, backup five. They were pretty interchangeable. Now it looks like it's going to be him. Jeff Green played some small ball five with Brooklyn last year. You know, Zeke Nnaji, I think at this point, is probably definitely more of a four. Maybe even we'll play some three at times rather than the five. So it's looking like Jamichael Green, maybe a little bit of Jeff Green at that backup five spot. But yeah, I mean, as much as, you know, Jamichael Green played last season, he's going to play, you know, that much going forward this season. And he's just solid. You know what you're getting from Jamichael Green, and I think that's something Denver really values on their bench.
How will Paul Millsap's time be defined with the Nuggets? Because when they signed him, Harrison, at the time, I think a lot of us said, man, that's the greatest free agency pickup the Nuggets have ever had in their history, or at least rivals the top. First year was really good. Injuries kind of took hold, and you know, I would say the first year and a half was amazing, and then kind of the tail end, you know, we saw Paul Millsap's minutes continue to diminish. What do you, 5 years, 10 years down the road, when you look back, will you look and say, man, that was a really big moment for the Nuggets, that Paul Millsap era?
Yeah, I think Paul Millsap absolutely lived up to the expectations that Denver had of him when they signed him back in 2017. Look, Paul Millsap came to Denver before the Nuggets had ever been to the playoffs. He came into a really inexperienced locker room that needed, you know, professionalism. It needed leadership. It needed a veteran like him who had played in countless playoff games and big moments as a stabilizer. And I think that's exactly who he was. He brought, like I said, professionalism, leadership, a defensive focus to a Nuggets locker room that needed it. And I feel like he was exactly the right guy for this group at that time. So he was obviously paid a lot of money that when he was here. Denver needed to pay him that money to come here. He took a chance as a free agent on the Nuggets when not a lot of guys have taken a chance on Denver in the past. So I'm going to look back at his time here really fondly. I think he was huge for this team. I think he's absolutely helped Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray get to the players that they are. Yeah, he faded a little down the stretch last year, but largely, I think it was a huge success his time here.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, definitely the physical side of it, but like you said, the locker room presence, helping some of these players grow throughout the course of the last few years. Bones Highland, the Nuggets' first-round pick last week. Harrison, he seems like a perfect fit. And, you know, you always hear players say, oh, I'm so pumped. I'm going to be a great Nugget. I'm excited for this organization. You saw the press conference. You were asking him questions. Didn't you just get the feeling that he truly means it? Like, he's absolutely pumped to be a Denver Nugget.
Oh, absolutely. It's 100% genuine with Bones Highland. And it's that way. And he talked about this during that post-draft presser and just talking to people around the Nuggets. You got the sense of this also. When they had their formal pre-draft interview in person with Bones Highland in the lead-up to the draft, there was a real connection made there. I mean, people have described it to me as like a legendary pre-draft interview, one of the most unique and memorable ones that the Nuggets have been a part of. Like, Bones Highland rapped to the Nuggets. He was enthusiastic. He was engaging. He expressed a desire to come to Denver. And that feeling was really mutual. There was like a real connection made in that pre-draft interview. The Nuggets wanted him. He wants to come to Denver, so I absolutely believe it's genuine, and I'm really excited about his upside and what he can do down the road.
Yeah, how much of a contributor will he be even this upcoming season? I mean, you know, you saw guys like Zeke. I mean, you saw him kind of get involved a little bit more throughout the course of the season. A lot of younger guys we saw just a little bit, especially because of injuries. He's probably going to be involved early on, right, because of the situation with Murray.
Yeah, I would expect not a ton of real substantial consistent contributions from him this season. I'm sure he'll spend some time in the G League. I'm sure he'll, you know, have a cup of coffee with the Nuggets in the rotation every now and then. I'm sure injuries will hit at some point and they might need to call him up. But if you just look at the history of Nuggets rookies under Michael Malone, guys coming straight from college that are as young as Bones Highland don't tend to play a lot. You know, RJ Hampton, Zeke Nagy last year, those guys are really just used in case of emergency. So I don't have a ton of expectations that he'll be a huge contributor this coming season. You know, the year after, yeah, I think maybe you could see him in the rotation. But a thing I wonder about the Nuggets this year, and this is going back to last year and how just physically and mentally the season was on Nikola Jokic and some of their other key guys, I wonder if they just look to expand the rotation a little more from the start this season and play a deeper bench and mix things up every now and then. I'm not holding my breath because Michael Malone's never really done that, but I think that would be wise this coming season, and I wonder if that leads to maybe some more playing time for these end-of-bench guys.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would love to see that more and more, playing the young guys. Like you said, it's not really Malone's style that much unless he's kind of his hand is kind of forced, and then, you know, guys just kind of take off with it. So I'll be curious to see how this one goes over. Harrison, talk to us about the summer league situation. We got this earlier this morning before the show started, but the Nuggets summer league practice update, their health and safety protocols, their practice that was scheduled today has been canceled. Can you talk to us more about that?
Yeah, so the Nuggets were playing a practice today, their first summer league practice. They had a two-day schedule. Guys got to the arena. I mean, I saw Bones Highland on Instagram post, you know, a couple stories. So guys were at the arena this morning. And they had to cancel. So due to those health and safety protocols, and they're not really going to say anything publicly on it. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with assistant Charles Class, who's running the summer league team tomorrow, and get some more info if they do have practice. But yeah, tough start, but there are some exciting summer league guys on this team.
Yeah.
Bobo is on the roster. Marcus Howard, Zeke Nagy, so hopefully they can get back to practice tomorrow.
We had a texter texting in for you, Harrison, a quick question about Bol Bol, basically asking, is this summer league and then what we see next year? I mean, is this it for Bol Bol? Is this his time? He's got to show us something. So many fans excited to see what he can bring. He just hasn't been able to get on the floor on a regular basis.
Yeah. I'm really excited to potentially see what he can do also. I've been waiting for him to get on the floor too. And, yeah, he is on the roster, so there's somewhat of an expectation, a hope that he's going to play. I wouldn't say it's like 100% certain, but he is on the roster. And, look, if he doesn't play, I definitely don't think that's a good sign for his future in Denver. You know, even if he does play, I could see a trade happening, you know, sometime during the offseason as well. So I'm not really hopeful about, you know, his future in Denver. I think that time might have just passed, and he really just needs to go to a situation where he's to play. You know, whether that's in the G League, whether that's for a team that's not trying to contend. But hopefully he is on the floor at Summer League. Hopefully, you know, we can see what he can do in that type of environment.
Harrison, what do you know about the situation with Bol Bol? I mean, what is it? Was it just last year it was more or less a stacked depth chart where it just didn't make sense? I mean, you know, a backup center, obviously the Nuggets going in, Bol Bol's a center, at least a traditional one, but we see that. No, not a lot of teams go traditional center at the start, especially as a backup anymore. But what is it? Do the Nuggets, is it just one of those things where it's like, man, we like you, you just don't fit?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to the type of player he is at this stage in his career. It's just a guy that Michael Malone can't trust, and you can't fault him on that. Bol Bol just needs to play. He just needs to play and gain experience. And, you know, he did not play that first summer league right after he got drafted. Obviously, summer league was canceled last year. The Nuggets haven't had a G League team, although, you know, he's played a couple G League games for, you know, another team's affiliate over the last couple of seasons. He just hasn't got the minutes. He hasn't got the playing time that he's needed to develop. And look, that's tough to do when you're a rookie as raw as he is and as inexperienced as he is that comes into a team that's trying to win every single game, every single night. So, like I said, the bottom line is he just has to play. He's got to play, whether that's in summer league, whether that's in the G League. And at this point, it's just tough to see that happening in Denver, even next season. Like, if he comes back next season, he's not going to be in the rotation. You know, the Nuggets have a pretty loaded front court, so I think the writing's kind of on the wall.
Yeah, I hate it because he's 7'2", you know, and he can dribble the ball, and I want to see it. And, you know, there's the fantasy portion of my brain that's like, man, could this guy be a unicorn? And I know we throw that term out all the time, but you're right. We just haven't seen him play enough to really warrant any kind of realistic expectations. And without trust, you're just not going to get on the floor. And it doesn't sound like that's in the stars for Mike Malone and Bol Bol on that side of it. Just quickly, Harrison, things that stood out to you yesterday. I don't know how you keep track of NBA free agency. It's absolutely chaos. I usually just don't think about it until the season starts, and then I get there. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That guy went to that team. But there's so many different moves. Kyle Lowry moving over to the Heat. Lonzo Ball with the Bulls. The Westbrook Lakers thing. Maybe Melo in the Lakers. What stood out to you the most so far in this free agency period?
Well, it seems like some of the top teams in the West are pretty content to just run it back, whether that's Phoenix re-upping with Chris Paul. I mean, no real surprise there. Utah getting Mike Conley back. Portland hasn't really done anything crazy. So a lot of teams in the West are fine running it back. And then you got the Lakers who, you know, probably from this point forward are going to remake their roster every single offseason with Russell Westbrook. So, like, when I'm slotting in Denver in the West, I still think they're probably in that second tier, probably behind the Lakers, probably behind the Suns, probably behind the Jazz right now, you know, in that second tier, specifically without Jamal Murray. So that's how I see things in the West. In the East, how about Arturis Karnišević remaking the entire Chicago Bulls lineup in one season? It took him 1 year, and he totally remade that team. I think he's done a pretty impressive job.
I was kind of shocked, speaking of the Bulls side of Alex Caruso, I was kind of shocked the Lakers didn't fight a little bit harder. A fan favorite, and I thought he fit really well with LeBron James.
Yeah, I like Alex Caruso. Really good defender. And the Lakers' identity over the last couple of seasons, yeah, they've got, you know, LeBron, Anthony Davis, of course. They've really been one of the best defensive teams in the league over the last couple of years, and that starts with AD and LeBron. But Alex Caruso is a really good defender. So I was surprised to see them let him go. but I like the pickup for Chicago.
Yeah, well, boy, it's there's more to come, of course, but it appears the Nuggets are done. They've got their 15 roster spots settled in, and we'll see if maybe some extensions are coming up down the road for guys like Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. Harrison, we took you through the ringer, man. Always appreciate you jumping on the show. Love your work and what you're doing. What are you working on for us in the next 24 hours that we could check out at DNVR Nuggets?
Yeah, well, we'll have some stuff up recapping free agency, and then looking ahead to Summer League. We'll all be out in Vegas next week for Summer League, so we'll have a lot of cool content out there.
I love it, man. Appreciate you as always, and we'll try to catch up with you soon.
All right, take care, Brady.
All right, Harrison Wind, DNVR Nuggets, our Denver Nuggets insider. Noob texting in about Bol Bol. Doesn't sound like Harrison's very optimistic. You know, we keep saying it. Well, he needs to play. Well, then why isn't he playing? And a lot of times the Nuggets would be up by like 20 with 5 minutes left, and you wouldn't see Bol Bol until like 2 minutes left or a minute left in the game. So it's just clear to me Malone doesn't see that guy as a fit, so why am I even going to bother experimenting with him on the floor? Like it or not, that's the way we're going. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Are you happy or sad about the Will Barton re-sign? He signed for 2 years at $32 million. I thought he was going to be looking for 3 or 4, which is why I said I don't think it's going to happen, but he did go with 2 years. Your thoughts on that one? Go vote at theholeshow.com. And let's see here. Let's see what the percentage is. It was 60. Okay, now it's 66% saying no. Only 33% of the Hooligans happy about Will Barton. 12:41 the time. I can register somebody right now for Fantasy Football Challenge 2021, our fourth Fantasy Football Challenge. I've already got a few spots in. We've got we're going to quickly get down to this thing. We want it done by Friday. If you want in, now's the time. You got to be a listener. You got to be tuning into the show to get in to our Fantasy Football Leagues. I'm going to take caller number 4. You got to call in, give Colfax your email. We'll get you in the mix. Caller number 4, call now at 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Be caller number 4, and you are in, free of charge, our Fantasy Football Challenge for a chance to win the belt of all belts. So caller number 4, good luck. We're going to take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Mr. Crowley, what's been done in your head? Oh, Mr. Crowley, if you talk to the dead.
All right, that's such a good song. It's perfect for today, too. It's kind of dreary. I'll let somebody in right now if they can text me quickly what this song is about. Such a cool story. Although every rock band in the 70s made a song about Mr. Crowley. Like, this is because he's a creepy guy. What he did, creepy stuff. Anyway, I have a funny story for you, Colfax. You know me. I'm a rock guy. I stay in my rock lane. I don't listen to country. I don't listen to rap. I don't listen to jazz. I mean, occasionally I'll listen to some like really old school folk kind of, you know, hillbilly stuff. Occasionally I'll go that route. For the most part, I stay with rock. I love Angel. He produced last week. He did a great job. First song he plays, and I don't know whose library he had there because we have different libraries for different show hosts. He comes in with the slower than hell, deer to deer country song, and I'm looking at him like, no, 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 no. Like, I feed off of music. I feed off of rock music. And so I'm coming out, I'm going out to a break, and then it's like, all right, we'll be right back. And then it's, my dog. And I looked at him, I'm like, what are you doing here, man? I mean, you learned that lesson right off the bat.
Oh, that was the first thing you said.
First thing I said, I didn't even hire you yet.
Yeah.
And I just said, rock music, you in or you out?
I said I was in, but that was the first thing you said. No joke.
It's radio. I mean, you're on every day. You do it every single day. So you have to have those things that set the tone. Yep. And then that rock music, man, it sets the tone. So, Angel, great job, by the way. We loved it, man. But we had a quick little thing, and then he learned. He's like, actually, your least favorite kind of music is country music? And I said, yeah, it is. He's like, wow, I played that on your first. I'm nice about it, okay? I'm nice. That's creepy. That's creepy. I said, where's my compliment? Brady, I followed you out of the studio yesterday. You have a very business-like gait. Very impressive. Well, now I'm going out the back way here. I'm looking over my shoulder. Noob says, then why draft him, referring to Bol Bol? I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest. Dixon had some frustrations with the way Malone was handling Michael Porter Jr., and I think Porter, they kind of sped up that process because of injuries. And they put him in. You're not going to know about these guys if you don't play them. I mean, I think let us find out. Let us see. Give Bol Bol a game. I know we got to see some bubble stuff, but that was already a season and a year ago, right? So I'd like to see him, and not just summer league. If he's going to be on your roster this year, make or break. I'm with you. Why draft him? Dixon says it's Faku in the long-term plans. What is he? He's 30. I think he's in the relatively long-term plans. They really like him. So I think, you know, I could see him signing another contract. He's up at the end of this year, right? He's got one more year left on that rookie deal. But I could see them signing. I'm looking at it right now. Where are you, Faku? Yeah, he's making $3 million this season, and then he'll be a free agent. I would imagine you see like a 2-3 year contract after this year. They like him. McLean says 2 years is good. Anything more would hurt the team. That's why I didn't think Will Barton was going to be on the Nuggets. He's talking about Will Barton. That's why I was looking at it saying if he signs a 3-year deal, that's really going to cross up and tangle up a lot of contracts that are coming up. Because they can do a front load contract with Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. where they're not giving him the full amount that year because they got Will Barton. So theoretically, next year they could give Aaron Gordon like a 11-14 million dollar deal, and then it gets higher as you go, kind of like what Jamal Murray's looked like. It escalated. It went up $3 million every single year. Three, then two. Well, that would help. So I could see that happening. Same with Michael Porter Jr. We all kind of agree he's a mid-20s million kind of guy. So I think that you'll see some interesting contracts working for guys like that. 51 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. We could have that again with the Colts. So I got to talk about that situation. It's bizarre. And stay tuned. I'm going to register somebody else. McLean got in. Great job by you. He was ready, man. He was ready to rock and roll. So I'm going to get going on this. Spots are already dwindling. They're dwindling fast, man. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Went into Rev Chiropractic yesterday, getting my back feeling great. All I did, I just checked in. I put it on social media, checked in, said it's great to have zero back pain, but I got to keep it rolling, man, because I know your back can get out of whack, and the older you get just by sitting wrong or sleeping wrong. I got a full 8 hours, but apparently I did it wrong. Now my back hurts. Rev Chiropractic keeps me going. All right, second hour, we're going to talk to Drew Kreisman. Is Trevor Story okay? Is he still mad about everything? He wanted traded, and what does that mean for Trevor, for the Rockies going forward? More on the Nuggets and Nick Foles, potential quarterback controversy going on with the Colts. We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.